And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. President Trump recently announced a $12 billion bailout for American farmers, with most going to soybean farmers who were hit hardest by his tariffs on China. Up to $11 billion will flow through the Department of Agriculture's new Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, paid for by the hundreds of billions collected in tariff revenue. The Supreme Court heard arguments recently in a case that could fundamentally reshape the federal bureaucracy. At issue is whether presidents can fire officials from independent agencies at will. Trump removed former Federal Trade Commissioner Rebecca Slaughter in March, and she's suing to get her job back. The court's six conservative justices seemed inclined to side with the president in what would be a massive win for reining in the administrative state. And Hollywood, well, they're continuing to keep their woke credentials polished as the ultra-woke film, one battle after another, leads the Golden Globes with 9 nominations despite being a box office flop. It has a 95% critical rating but couldn't recoup its production budget. Apparently, critical acclaim and audience box office dollars don't always align. Utah lawmakers are preparing to decide whether to keep protections against child gender transitions, and they're getting dangerously flawed information, according to a new memo. The legislature commissioned a report that a medical director says is terribly flawed and anything but a systematic review. The report treats radical groups as gospel despite their track record of downplaying risks. It ignores well-documented problems like sexual dysfunction and infertility, and it was advised by doctors with obvious conflicts of interest. Do no harm says lawmakers should ignore that report and rely instead on an HHS review that found puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones damaging to children's development. Pro-life counselors won a preliminary injunction against Clearwater, Florida's buffer zone law that barred them from sidewalks outside of an abortion facility. The 11th Circuit agreed their First Amendment arguments had merit, with the judge noting the ordinance wasn't narrowly tailored since it even stopped patients from entering to receive literature. Meanwhile, 8 Christian Colombian leaders were executed by armed dissidents after being wrongly identified as members of a rival group. The victims, all members of evangelical councils who had already fled persecution, were summoned individually, transported down a river, interrogated, then executed at close range and buried in a mass grave. Authorities have charged one guerrilla fighter whose phone contained video evidence of the captives. As we tell you so frequently, folks, please make sure that you are praying for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters all over the world. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you could do at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.